charges filed in the deadly shooting July 4th outside Chicago. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Robert Cremo is charged with opening fire on a parade in Highland Park, Illinois, killing seven and injuring more than 30 others. Police believe he planned a second similar shooting in Madison. In Philadelphia, two police officers are recovering, shot during a fireworks show. Police Chief Inspector Frank Venor regarding Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy John Foster.
He feels, he sees Diggs, he starts moving towards him, and feels what he believes is an object hit him in the right shoulder.
Both officers now recovering at home. In Virginia, two arrests of individuals accused of planning a mass shooting. Richmond Police Chief Gerald Smith says a citizen tipped off police.
They seized two assault rifles, one handgun, and 223 rounds of ammunition.
Both suspects are charged with being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm. The rate of unsolved murder cases dropped in 2020 to just 54%.
This is all coming from a recent report from the Murder Accountability. They're showing that that 2020 drop in clearance rate, which is when a murder is solved, it was the largest single year drop since the FBI began tracking data in 1965. And during the last 7 months in 2020, the majority of murders went unsolved. A decrease in funding and resources are driving this problem.
Fox Business, Madison Allworth. An update on a musician who collapsed on stage.
Carlos Santana is resting and doing very well, according to his wife and drummer, Cindy. In an update on social media, she thanks fans for prayers, love, care, and concern for the 74-year-old. His team also saying the show with Earth, Wind & Fire July 6th in Pennsylvania is being postponed.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Retirement savings and pandemic relief funding, talking points for President Biden today in Ohio, as the latest job openings and labor turnover survey indicates employers are having a hard time finding workers.
The 11.3 million job openings, that's more than pre-pandemic, but the almost 6 million people looking for jobs means that there are about two openings for every one job seeker. And there is this report that the grass is apparently greener in states that are redder. The Wall Street Journal has an item. Part of it says the following. Since February 2020, according to an analysis of Labor Department data by the Brookings Institution think tank, red states have added 341,000 jobs over that time, while blue states were still short 1.3 million jobs as of May.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Travel from Cuba to the United States is on the rise.
A new Cuban exodus is underway from the communist island, with 140,000 migrants landing in the U.S. in the past 8 months. That exceeds the infamous Mariel boat lift of 1980, when 125,000 Cubans came to Florida in the same time period. Cuba is in its worst economic crisis since the early 1990s. People on the island are growingly fed up with the chronic poverty, food shortages, and the pandemic crushed Cuba's tourism economy, which brings in more money than any other one industry. Some are coming by boats to Florida, but the vast majority are making their way to Cuba-friendly countries like Nicaragua and then heading north to the Texas border. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
And when it comes to international sports, if tennis in Wimbledon's not your thing, there's always the running of the bulls in Spain. The event returning in full force Thursday after a two-year pandemic hiatus. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.